This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
If the Jewish laws, if all the rules and regulations cannot save us, why should we still obey the Ten Commandments and all the other Old Testament laws? Paul the Apostle, here in chapter 2 of the book of Galatians, is not saying that the law was bad. For in another letter, he said the law itself was wholly right and good. That's Romans 7:12. Instead, he was saying here that the law can never make us acceptable to God. Oh, indeed, the law still has an important role to play in the life of every Christian. The laws, the rules, they guard us from sin by giving us standards for behavior. Secondly, they convict us of sin. They leave us an opportunity to get in tune with God by asking for His forgiveness. And three, it drives us to trust in the sufficiency of Christ because we can never keep all the commandments perfectly anyway. But that all being said, the law cannot possibly save us. After we become Christians, the law can be a valuable guide for living a life pleasing to God, but it can't save us. We're in chapter 15 of Galatians 2. Let's pick up the text. We, being Jews by nature and not Gentile sinners, yet knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by works of the law, because no flesh will be justified by the works of the law. Now, this passage here in Galatians 2 is crucial to our stand before God and our scriptural understanding. You see, a person is not justified, is not made acceptable to God by works or through rules and through the law. This passage before us clears the way for each one of us to stand before our Creator, because we can't earn our place with God, not for salvation, not to remain in right standing with Him either. Jesus has done this for us. Our part is to simply trust in Him and His righteousness. The blessings of God are based solely upon His grace. A person isn't justified or made acceptable to God by his works, by the things he does, what he does, what he doesn't do. Why? Well, because a man will never attain to the level that is required. He or she will never reach God's glory. We will always and forever in this earth be imperfect, incomplete, and less than what we should be. But the fact remains, everything that stands in God's presence will indeed be perfect and complete, because God, you see, is the very embodiment of perfection, the embodiment of completeness and fulfillment. So mankind, under his own efforts and works, is certainly doomed to be imperfect and incomplete. Therefore, on our own, we're never going to be able to stand, let alone live in God's presence. No, man is not saved by works, is not saved by rules and regulations. Our salvation is dependent upon some work or works that we can do, then, you know, we're hopelessly lost, gang. For what work can we do that'll make us perfect and will make us an eternal creature? No man will ever be able to be perfect and eternal. And we can render no cause to allow us to live forever in the perfect and righteous world. And we know it. Look, there's no work that we can do, no law that we can keep, no rule that we can follow to save ourselves from unrighteousness and death. For to be justified before God and accepted as perfect and complete, it'll not be our own doing. Verse 17 says, "But if while we sought to be justified in Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is Christ a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I build up again those things which I destroyed, I prove myself a lawbreaker." Now, what is Paul driving at here? Well, his point is that if he and others had gone to Christ to be justified before God, and then they went back to their old paths of attempting to establish their righteousness through other means, then some might tend to think that Christ is therefore a minister of sin by failing to fulfill his promises. The fact is, if we build again the world we left behind, whether it be one made of our own attempts to be right with God or even some backdoor life of worldly sin, we then become what the Bible describes as a transgressor. Transgression is a knowing sin, meaning I know it's wrong and I'm going to do it anyway. And gang, that's fatal error. For remaining in transgression, well, that's the red flag, if you will, that despite having said some sinner's prayer in the past, having maybe gone to church for years and even greatly serving him, it still says that we were never really born again. Because as a born-again Christian, you will not be able to remain in transgression. The preacher's outline sermon Bible commentary says the following: when a true believer comes to understand what God has done for him, he is driven to please God. The believer sees Christ bearing the guilt and the punishment for his crimes, in our case sins, then bows in love and adoration and arises to work in appreciation for such amazing love. The believer seeks a holy living, not to earn or to win righteousness, but to serve God out of appreciation for salvation. He sees that he owes God whatever service he can perform. The genuine believer has come to know above all others that love is a much stronger force than fear. He follows Christ, does all he can to live like Christ, because he loves Christ.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.